Minuet's Movie Pass.
Yeah.
Minuet's Movie Pass.
Okay, okay.
Minuet's Movie Pass.
Yeah.
Minuet's Movie Pass.
Back in this bitch.
Wow. Minuet.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Minuet's Movie Pass.
Episode breakdown of Ozark Season 2.
Yes, you guys asked for it, and I'm doing it. On this episode, I'm going to break down Episode 2 on Season 2 of Ozark. And also, if you haven't listened to the episode, I did a whole full season, first season episode of Ozark. Scroll down, you'll see it. It's a good episode. Check that one out. But this right here, Season 2, Episode 2. Let's get into it. All right. Episode starts off immediately with a man getting his hand blown the fuck off.
Holy shit!
New villain is introduced, the Kansas City Mob. Which is, I was like, God damn, how many more villains are they going to keep bringing into this damn show? There's so many layers. So now Morty has to go talk to these cats. So he talks to them, but he brings the old man from downstairs because he's connected to everyone, apparently. So he comes in with him, and they negotiate a deal. Basically, now the mob, they get to do all the transports and limo services and all of that, so they get their cut. I don't know what they negotiated, but that was the gist of it. So now he's dealing with that. Then you also see the preacher. He shows up. He's on the corner freestyle rap battling his church stuff. He's like, in Psalms you see blah 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 blah, and he's not actually rapping. He's, you know, he's on the corner preaching the word, and he also has his baby with him. So he hit rock bottom. The Wendy actually is the one that saw him, and she tries to tell Morty about it. Like,
I think we should help. Morty's like, no, let's stay focused. She was like, but his kid was on the corner with him. He's like, yeah. What about our kids? Okay, it's not a good idea. Stay focused.
But I feel like that's not going to be the end of that. I feel like they brought him back. I don't know. They might show, something might happen with that preacher guy. I'm not sure. But that was just suspiciously weird that he just showed him randomly. And he also, he caught Wendy watching him. He just kind of kept doing his preacher thing. So that was another situation. This is like a side situation. I don't know what was going on. The son was looking up Don Corleone, I think. He was looking up something on the net, and I don't know what that meant, because they showed it clear on his laptop, and I don't know. It felt like they were trying to hint to something, like it's something that we need to pay attention to, but I don't know. The son is up to some weird shit. Everyone is up to some shit. You know, the daughter, she was smoking weed with one of the sons of, I think, Ruth's brother, I guess. She was smoking weed with him. She was hiding that. She's also hiding money from the dad. And she's on some weird shit. She's putting it all in the lunchbox. I don't know. She's on some other type thing. The mom, she's a hell of a woman. She really is, because she's trying to get these bills passed. Well, get the bill passed. She's trying to get these votes. And she goes to the strip club that they own, and she gets one of the chicks, right? Like, I thought she was in there, and she saw the stripper, and she was like,
oh, there's more where that came from.
She puts money in the chick's vagina, and I was like, oh, damn, is the mom turning lesbian now? Because remember in Season 1, where the hillbilly dude was approached by that police officer on some gay shit, and the dude was like, man, get the hell off of me with that. And then he starts making out with him, and now he's getting banged by a dude. And it's just like, what the fuck? What? Like, when that happened, I was like, what? This tow truck driving, shotgun cleaning, I own bobcats, and I can skin a fish with a blade. Hillbilly dude is getting banged in the ass now? What is happening in the show? But yeah, I thought that was happening. I thought the wife was about to be on some lesbian shit, but no, she was on some clever shit. What she did was she took the stripper, paid her some dough, had her dress up, come down and hang out at this bar place, got one of these senator guys to come over and talk to her, went up to a hotel room, and she's having sex with him. Well, I thought she was, but Wendy walks in on him in the hotel room. He's in there sucking a fake dick. He was sucking a dick. Oh, God. It's just weird. I mean, not nothing to the gay community. I'm just saying. I mean, he's he had a dick in his mouth with titties also in his face. I just didn't get. I don't get it. I feel like if you want titties, you just get the titties. If you want dick, you just get the dick. But then you got the whole Bangkok situation, the mix, chicks with dicks. I just didn't understand that. I don't get it. Maybe I don't get it because I don't think in that way. You know, I'm not that. But it was just funny seeing this dude suck a fake dick. And also, he's a chicken just standing over him. He's tied up. He's wearing a bra. I didn't understand what was going on. You know, to each his own. You know, you got your own sexual preference. You know, some people are bi, some people are this, some people are that. But that shit was just funny. Because it's like, I didn't expect that. I expected him to be like banging his chick from the back or doing something wild or I don't know. But the fact that he had a fake dick in his mouth. Just go get a man. Why get a woman? Is it like a slow transition? Like, okay, I like dudes, but I don't want to go all the way to dudes straight up. So let me go get a chick, put a strap a dick on her, suck the dick and the titties so I can start transitioning from titty vagina to just dick and butthole. Like, is that what? I didn't understand what he. Anyway, Wendy walks in on this senator guy doing this situation and she videotapes him. Then uses that videotape to gain one more vote. So now all they needed was one more vote. So they go. So what happens is she goes to Charlie's house, one of the representative senator guys. I don't really know what his position is, but this guy's supposedly helping him out. And she's like, yo, I need this last vote. I got the video on this guy. They're going to pass the bill. I need one more vote. And he's like, all right, well, this is a game. You know, and I already feel something weird about that dude. I already feel like he's trying to bang Wendy. That's how I felt, right? And then it comes down to it. He's like,
that necklace, you said it was your mom's. I went down to the orphanage, and Sister So-and-so told me that you were checking on my background. So
he knows that she was playing him, too. So he's like, he has a trick up his sleeve to get that last vote, but it's going to be a cost, basically. Basically, he wants to fuck Wendy. And Wendy, I thought she was going to do it. I'm not going to front. I was like, yo, Wendy is about to just take the dick for the bill. And she didn't. She really didn't. She was like, you know what? And she just left. Right? So I was like, oh, shit. Wendy. Because you remember in season one, Wendy was taking dick from somebody else. Their marriage, Morty and Wendy's marriage was in shambles. So for her to take a random dick that's not her husband's, it's not really out of character for her. So I was like, she's gonna take this dick for the cause. Because I mean, at least in this situation, there's a lot more on the line. I mean, in season one, she just taking dick because she was tired of her husband and her marriage is falling apart. But in this situation, there's cartels, there's the mob, her life, her son and daughter's life, her husband's life, everyone's life is on the line right now to get this bill passed so they can get this casino and get this money going. But she didn't even take the dick. So I was like, okay. So she goes home, and this is the funny part. She goes home and talks to her husband, talks to Morty, like, yeah, we're going to lose tomorrow. He's like, what was going on? He's like, yeah, they wanted, so-and-so wanted me. Charles wanted me, basically. He was like, all right, and? I was like, yo, he is cold. Which, I mean, he's still holding that same grudge from season one. I mean, come on. Your wife was banging somebody else, and now you all of a sudden don't want to bang somebody, and this is actually for a cause. So he was like, and like, he had that face like, and like, so you didn't take the dick for the team, bitch? Like, what are we doing here? So she goes to bed, wakes up in the morning, and she leaves early. Now, I'm thinking she's going to go to the dude's house and just, you know, suck him off for the vote. But the guy already, well, Charles, he already did what he needed to do. The senator that was supposed to put another vote in, they made sure he disappeared. They didn't kill him. They just sent him on a vacation with his family. I don't know why or what they did, but, you know, they caught him in the bathroom and was like, yeah, we need you to go on a trip. So he leaves, And she goes to the Charlie's house and talks to him about it. And then she's like, I really need this vote. And I'm thinking she's going to suck him off. But Charlie's like, yo, I went ahead and got it done for you. And I was like, what's the, in my head, I'm like, what's the cost? And he was like, he told her, he's like, I only do things I believe in. And she was like, you don't believe in this casino, though. He was like, I believe in you. So there's potential for dick later on from this guy. And I'm not sure, but basically it shows that what I got from it is if you show integrity, people change their mindset about you. Because I feel like the guy thought that she was just some chick that was going to do whatever to get this bill passed. Like, if it took taking a dick in the booty or sucking a dick, she was going to do it. And she was like, you know what? I got more integrity than that. And I respect that, you know, she's really trying to keep things together with her husband. I applaud her for that. Because she could have just taken that dick. But she was like, you know what? Nah. Like, I could just see it. She was like, you know what? I've been through this road before, you know, fucking around on the family. I love my husband. I love my family. We just got to find another way. Like, she didn't say that, but I can just see that in her. And I applaud her for that. Like, she really was like, nah, I'm not doing that. And she bounced. And, you know, I think that guy saw that. And he's like, all right, this chick is way more than just a good talk game and a good, you know, she knows what she's doing. And she's got integrity. And I really... all seriousness, that was a nice move on her part. What else? Ruth and her dad. I knew it. I knew he was gonna be on some bullshit. I knew it. I felt it in my soul. I mean, Ruth, you know, I love that chick, man. Ruth is like a little gangster. Like, she don't give a fuck. She gets her little money on the side, but she's loyal. And, you know, basically, in this episode, Morty is trying to get this boat. He's trying to basically make the casino on a boat. I think that maybe that's his side project. I guess if the casino doesn't get built, he just wants to have something. I think that's his aim. Like, if he can't get it built solidly on the ground, he's going to get it on this giant paddle boat. He buys the paddle boat, but the damn thing don't have an engine in it. So he has Ruth over there drop the money off. Ruth kicks a dude in the nuts because he calls her a cunt and all this other shit. And she, you know, she don't stand for it. So she takes some of the money, throws in the bag, gets the boat towed, gets her dad to tow the boat, right? Pays the guy to store it. And she, you know, she's like, dad, you know, like, she's doing some good things. I respect that. You know, she's trying to get out of the bullshit. She's like, yo, I was thinking about getting a house, dad. I was thinking about, you know, her brother's college fund. She's thinking about all of these, like, really good things, like pushing the family in a different direction. And the dad is like salty about it because she's like, yo, I called Morty. He said he'll give you a job. And he's like, so I work for you now. It's like some pride shit. And she's like, no, it's not even like that. You know, it's just like, she's just like, I'm just trying to make sure everybody eats, trying to keep everybody on the same page, make sure everybody's good. Like, and I respect that about her. But then they driving home and this motherfucker goes someplace and robs a diner or something, just punches the lady in the head, punches this dude out, takes the money, gets in the car and is like, yeah, I do what I want to do. She's like, yo, why are you doing that? She just put $1,000 in his pocket and this dude went and robbed a diner for, like, I don't know, $200, $300, whatever they were making that night. And basically, he's like, fuck this picket fence shit. He's like, go find out where Morty has his money and all this other shit. Like, he's like, you're a, whatever her last name is, you're part of his family and fuck this picket fence shit and da-da-da. I'm like, come on, man. Come on. Dude, why would you... I don't understand why you would fuck up a good situation, man. If your daughter's pushing in a good direction, why would you mess that up? Are you jealous? Are you jealous because you were a fuck-up dad and you couldn't do what your daughter is doing now? It's just, it doesn't make sense to me. And he's kind of pissing me off. Like, I hope Ruth kills him. Like, that's, hope Ruth just finds a way for him to get fucked up. Because he's, come on now. Damn. So he chokes her out in the car and all of that. And that situation just pissed me off, man. Rachel is back. Rachel is the one that owned that resort place. And she also stole a shit ton of money from Morty in the first season. Well, end of the first season. So that's a new situation. She was on drugs, hanging out at some drug crack house looking place. She gets into a freaking car accident. sitting in jail. And then guess who comes to talk to her? The police officer, the gay, I don't know if he's gay, I don't know what he is, but I guess he's just, he seems like, I don't think he's a gay dude. I feel like, no, he is a gay dude. What the fuck am I talking about? Because his partner was the black dude and they were both in a relationship. So he is a gay dude, but he's like, he's using that. I thought he was using that to get to the hillbilly dude, but that's just who he is. But anyway, I thought he died in the freaking boat. Maybe I forgot that from the last episode, but I remember him burning up in the boat. Unless this is a different guy. That's not a different guy. That's the fucking officer from season one. But he's telling her, he's like, yo, you're facing felony charges. You can be in jail for a really long time. He's like, I need you to get this information from Morty. He said, I'll take care of you getting back into good favor with him. I don't care if you ever fuck somebody, what you got to do, but you get that information. I was like, oh, shit. So now we got Rachel as the new snitch squeeze. So that's the situation. Yeah, pretty much, man. That's it, man. Season 2, episode 2. That was a crazy thing. So let's break it down. Okay, the son is on some weird shit. Don't know what he's up to. He's up to something. The daughter, Charlotte, she's on some weird shit. She's smoking weed with the kid, with the with the dude that's, you know, all messed up about his dad dying. Morty, he's doing crazy business as usual. Now they're in with the cartel. They're in with the Sneals. Oh yeah, they were acting like assholes. They were talking about that, like they were stopping the move of the drugs because they were like, I don't think they trust us. Talking about the quality of our work. I'm like, man, if you don't send them goddamn drugs, the Sneal family. So he had to deal. So Morty had to deal with that. Now he's in with the mob. He's in with these southern gangster people, and he's in with the cartel, so he's dealing with that shit. The wife, she's in some politician situation. I feel like that Charles dude's gonna throw her some dick, or try to do something. I don't trust him. But him, you got Rachel now. Rachel and the police officer's back. The preacher dude was on the corner. I don't know if he's gonna do anything, but I feel like he's gonna show up somewhere random. So shit is getting crazy. They got all the players spread out. God damn it! It's a siren every episode. I don't get it. Would you please go save that person's life? God damn! Lord. But anyway. Yeah. So, let's go. Let's see what's up with season 3. I'll holler at y'all. Blah, blah.